You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Kia ora e te whānau, kei te whakarongo mai nei ki te reo irirangi pōho. You're on the BFM Breakfast Show. I feel like we need some jingle effects going on because we're talking Christmas, specifically the Basement Theatre's iconic Christmas show. We've got B and Butt and I in the studio. It's called the Jingle Bellathon Telethon this year. Kia ora kōrua, how are you both this morning?
Really good.
Thank you.
Very Christmassy.
I know, I've just switched into festive, I think, as of about yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
My friend is in the Netherlands and she sent me a photo of a butter shaped like Father Christmas that she bought from the supermarket.
That is incredible.
And some switch flipped in my brain. I was like, I'm ready.
Yes.
It's the season.
Let's go, Carol.
It is also the season because the Christmas show at the Basement is quite an iconic time of the year for theatre, for performers. Bea, how did you come into writing a Christmas show? What was your sort of direction, your background for this?
Well, I have experienced Christmas for
nice.
Many years. I actually reckon it's like me and Janae Henry have a bit of a synergy. Janae Henry is an amazing Māori comedian up here. We have a bit of a like synergy going on. We directed a show called Sexwise, which is about sexuality, gender diversity, and relationships.
Nice.
And I think inside of that, we found out that we work really well together. I actually bravely don't love Christmas, but
it's
not Christmas itself. It's just capitalism that I don't like.
Oh yeah.
So I think it excited me to do something that maybe I in the past would have been like, I would never do that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I think as an artist, like sometimes doing the thing that is like polar opposite to what you potentially would have wanted to do in the past is like a really cool thing to do.
Totally.
Yeah, and I was gonna say we started writing in July, so that's when Christmas started for us.
That's a real long lead up.
Scary. Yeah, I had an eggnog candle as well, which I burnt every time we talked about it.
Just to get you in the spirit. I love it. So where did you start? Maybe let's start with what is it about? What's happening in the Jingle Bellathon Telethon? Butt and I, do you want to take the reins on that
one? Yeah, absolutely. So what happens in this beautiful and crazy and joyous show is that it is like a motley crew putting up a telethon for the first time. Hasn't happened in 14 years. And yeah, we're just trying to get all of Kiwiana to the Kiwi kids.
Nice.
And it is exciting. Everything doesn't work out the way it needs to, but the team stay together.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about, isn't it?
Exactly.
Christmas time, it's the people at the end of the day.
Yeah, it is the people, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's the community, it's culture.
Exactly. As someone who's not necessarily, you know, super stoked about Christmas all the time, Bea, how did you approach writing this? Where did you start?
I took Janae's lead. Janae loves capitalism. I think I can say that on here. Yeah, she's not ashamed about it. She loves capitalism, loves Christmas.
Yep.
And so I think that we took her joy.
Great.
And the other side to that coin is that I really like uncanny, sort of like off-kilter stuff. So my artist models bringing into this project were the Eric Andre Show and Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to do that twist. And I think because we've got a full BIPOC cast and crew,
sick,
it really suited that, you know, like telethons have never been brown.
Yeah.
So like it suits that like surreal twist of like,
yeah,
okay, this is obviously not a real thing. This is like floating somewhere up in the air. Mm. And so it has a little bit of horror. We've
yes.
had a note not to put too much horror in.
Just enough, just the flavour of it.
Yeah, so horror Christmas.
Yeah, I'm sure some people do hear the phrase Christmas and have a slight pang of terror.
Absolutely.
Pass over them. So yeah, and this is the kind of show that traditionally people have gone with quite a crew to go and watch. Is that how you would recommend people sort of enter the theatre for this as well? Take your mates, take your people with you.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Like, I reckon bring your people with you so that you can, like, laugh and also talk about it afterwards,
yeah,
because we want our audience to be making as much noise as possible because we're giving a lot of energy on stage.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would say. What would you say, Bea?
I reckon if you come by yourself, you know, you'll still find something in it. But I think that, yeah, it's definitely something people are going to want to talk about because I think it's a bit cray-cray. I think there'll be a lot to come away with, although I think any type of unpacking you won't get far.
Yeah. That It sounds like the perfect type of show to watch at this time of year, I feel. Yeah. Just enough to keep you chewing over, but also kind of impossible to get to the bottom of, maybe.
Yeah. I reckon you could just shut off if you wanted to and go home and be like, wow, crazy world.
I feel like this is a very exciting premise. Who else is in the crew and the cast? What's your on stage ensemble looking like?
Sean, mm-hmm. Rivera,
mm-hmm. Jackie,
Jake, Brown, Talia, MacGyver,
mm-hmm.
Janae Henry. I don't want to miss anyone. It feels like a massive cool people. Crew.
There's six cast members, seven. Yeah. How many names have we seen?
I love that there's someone sitting at home being like, and me. And me. And so that person too.
Oh, Brady!
Here we go.
Yeah.
Sorry, Brady. It does feel like you've got some people who've got really interesting backgrounds coming from comedy, coming from different sort of performance spaces. When you've been making this show, what's the experience actually been like in the room? How have you kind of created it together?
Yeah, I think the energy in the room is that, like, everyone is operating from their strengths. And what I mean by that is, like, no one is trying to conform into someone else's energy, because everyone recognizes, recognizes their own strengths, and actually that if we stay grounded in our own thing, that's only going to feed the room even more, which makes a very relaxed and non-judgmental room, which I also think is so joyous, and I'll speak from my own experience, so joyous as a performer, because not every rehearsal room is like that, and this is one of the few rooms where I don't feel any imposter syndrome, because everyone is celebrating each other.
Yeah, that's such a nice experience of making a show. What a lovely way to sort of enter into a creative collaboration with people. Yeah, totally. It feels like the right time of year to be celebrating community, not to get too naff about it, but this is a really nice way to do it. There's a reason people look forward to whatever the Basement Theatre's Christmas show is every year, and it's because it's always spectacular. It's always got to make you think and make you laugh and make you sort of actually feel a bit festive whether you wanted to or not. And the Jingle Bellathon Telethon is kicking off tomorrow night, is that right?
So what happened?
Oh no,
nostalgia, we're going back to bloody COVID. There's two people that got COVID in our cast. But I love a little obstacle, you know, you got to push forward, the show must go on, et cetera, et cetera. So we actually open next week we're doing a preview on Tuesday, which is open to the public, and we're doing a opening night on Wednesday.
Oh, there you go.
So we just had to push it out a week.
Hey, it's all good. It happens. The COVID's still COVIDing.
And I think it's a good thing. It gives everyone a bit of time to, like, sit in the work a bit longer and build some excitement. Blessing in disguise.
Absolutely.
It is what it is.
Totally. Basement Theatre website to get tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Don't sleep on it. It's always a good sellout show. Thank you guys for coming in this morning, being Butt and I, and break a leg in the theatre. Have fun.
Thank you for having us.
We're going to do a slight secret identity reveal and play Steph Animal Ducks, remixed by Mr. Meaty Boy, which may or may not be B in the studio with us. See you guys soon.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.